I really wrestled with my homily this week. We had a funeral and it was kind of busy, and I just had no idea what I was going to preach on. I read the gospel and I thought to myself, I have no idea what to do. And then it just hit me, like, oh, I know exactly what I need to do. And then I mentioned to someone from the parish about the subject of my homily, and he said to me, "Well, it's perfect, it's Respect Life Sunday." Well, I didn't even realize it. But that's what the homily is about. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that kind of faith lately. Not even from me. In fact, there's more evidence that there are many people running around out there with brains the size of mustard seeds rather than faith. But when Jesus died on the cross, he redeemed our soul and our body, which includes our brains. That's why we say in philosophy that grace builds on nature. We need to cultivate natural truth in our intellects in order to be better disposed to supernatural truths such as faith. So how much faith do we really have? It seems that ordinarily faith isn't exactly something we can see and measure. Certainly if a mulberry tree was uprooted on its own and thrown into the sea, we'd know there was probably some faith there. But ordinarily that's not the case. But it does manifest itself in very concrete ways. One of the surest ways in which our faith is demonstrated is how well we cling to the traditional teachings of our Catholic Church. Do we have the faith to trust that the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ and that all her teachings, theological and moral, are given to us for our spiritual growth? Catholic teaching has become very countercultural in our day and age. It takes a lot of courage and faith to go against the grain. People are quick to take up the banner against the death penalty. Racism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, xenophobia, homophobia, genderphobia, transphobia, because the culture says that's okay. It's real easy to stand up and say, "I support immigrants, free healthcare, reproductive rights," and the list goes on and on ad nauseum. All that the world values. But there are moral issues that the world does not value. And one of them, in particular, seems to be a real stumbling block for a lot of people. But it is the foundation upon which every other right rests. And I'm talking about abortion. It's the first and most fundamental right of all human beings that, if denied, nullifies every other right. Think about it for a minute. An aborted baby of color will never be the victim of racism. An aborted Jewish baby will never be the object of anti-Semitism. An aborted baby of Middle Eastern descent will never be the target of Islamophobia. An aborted baby will never feel the discomfort of xenophobia because they weren't even allowed to leave the womb of their mother. An aborted baby who might have grown up and dealt with same-sex attraction, gender dysphoria, will never be the object of homophobia, genderphobia, or transphobia. An aborted baby will never have access to any health care, including so-called reproductive health care, because they were already murdered. In fact, an aborted baby will never even have the chance to be wrong on the issue of reproductive rights or abortion, because reproductive health care and legal abortion guarantee their demise. Not one innocent aborted baby will ever be strapped in an electric chair because they already received their death sentence. So put all the other moral issues on the back burner, because if we fail to get this one right, then the rest are meaningless. Forget about moving a mulberry tree. Do we have enough faith to trust that God, the God of life, established the Catholic Church so that we can know truth, live truth, and proclaim the truth even when it hurts. I hope so. Because the God of the universe is the Lord of eternal life. And our Catholic Church is the vessel to carry us there. And our eternal destiny is riding on it.